Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me as we're going to look at the astrological energies from July 31st to August 7th. As the month of August begins with some excitement, movement, new openings that you could be feeling strongly, there is a revival of self coming through as well as stabilizing alignment. And those are the energies I'm feeling here. And we're going to talk about them more specifically through the astrological transiting planets. Over this next week, we're going to see both the Sun and Mars connect with the North Node in Aries, the Leo new moon, Mercury retrograde, and Venus entering Virgo, plus a few other aspects that I'll touch on as well. Now, this week is important because of how we move in to August with these energies, but then there is going to be a quiet period next week. So know that whatever is started here as August begins, you're going to have time to strengthen it, integrate it, and allow it to grow and develop the first half of the month. And I think this is an important phase to trust, especially because the second half of August brings in more mutable energies, more changes and developments that are going to be quite dynamic. Now, I just did a podcast episode for you on Monday, July 29th, discussing the major astrology of August. So go listen to that if you haven't yet. Also, be sure to check out my videos on YouTube discussing the mutable T-square that we are moving towards later in August. But before we do that, we are meant to set our sights on new potentials that we're ready to see in ourselves. And that's because August 1st begins with the Sun in Leo trining the North Node in Aries at 9 degrees. Now, this does happen on July 31st as well. So July 31st and August 1st are very important days for opening up and looking at what is destined for your self-development, where you are being guided to take a chance on yourself, to be more courageous, more brave, and to move towards an energy that has been developing and growing for you through the North Node in Aries process. The North Node in Aries has been revealing to you more of your sense of self that you're connecting with for the first time in these energies, showing you more of what you're capable of, what you can do on your own, how you are getting to the heart of trusting yourself, what that looks like, what that feels like, and how it then opens up new chapters of self-discovery. So the North Node has been a beautiful guiding force into what is possible for you now, especially what you've been healing as Chiron has been in Aries at the same time. So there have been these pushes, nudges, even requirements to do something on your own, to go for it, to trust yourself and your energy, to know that the universe will meet you there in terms of where you're showing up for yourself and choosing yourself. And then the Sun in Leo trining the North Node brings in more self-leadership, determination, power, creativity, and amplifies your life force. This can show up as opportunities. This can reveal more about what you want to create and experience in your world at this time based on your own terms. And there can be a renewal of passion towards what you want that perhaps you thought wasn't possible or wasn't aligning. Now, this energy is at 8 and 9 degrees of Aries, 8 and 9 degrees of Leo. So planets or points that you have in your chart at those degrees are going to really be feeling this more personally. In a more general sense, there could be opportunities that present themselves, invitations, creative sparks and inspirations. There could be a renewed life force that you're sensing as well, that you could feel stronger, clearer, and even more healed. The energy says go for it, especially because there could be something fated for you destined for you. And I know those words are very romantic and they sound fantastic. Just keep your energy open to what shows up and comes through, because you might feel it move in some surprising directions. And speaking of surprises, on August 2nd, Venus in Leo squares Uranus in Taurus at 26 degrees. This is a square that's meant to crack open your value systems. It's meant to be a new level of awareness around what you're creating, what you're focused on, what you want. It can reveal more of your hidden desires or what hasn't been fully claimed in your self-value, your self-worth. Now, Uranus in Taurus is ruled by Venus. And so the square to Venus, the ruling planet, can be more monumental. There could be a significance here that you're ready to say, I want this. I deserve this. I am worthy of this. And that could require a new alignment into those parts of yourselves that maybe weren't looking at the bigger picture or were stubbornly resisting what the universe has been wanting to bring into you. There can be heart activations here. There can be a shift in your own trajectory. And the energy of Uranus is electrifying, surprising, startling, but it's meant to be awakening you from your own self-limitations. That Venus in Leo, she has a lot of pride and confidence. She feels good in herself and how she shows up. She has style and color and flair. And Uranus brings in a shocking realignment, almost like if you pushed something away and you didn't think it would work, you didn't think it was true for you, you weren't even sure if you liked it, you might have a new understanding about what you were resisting at an energetic level, as well as insights into what was shifting, what needed to change within you that you were resisting as well. And so even though this is a square, which we associate with tension, discomfort, and internalized pressure, you could surprise yourself here at what you break free from, what you realize, or where you have a turnaround that you thought you would never arrive at. Meaning the Venus square to Uranus could show you more of what you really want, what you really need, and what you feel that you have the ability to accept. Now, that would be one of the higher expressions of this square. It can also show up as unexpected connections arriving, changes in relationships with Venus energies, which we typically associate with the feminine, sisters, lovers, spouses, friendships. Feminine themes are being jolted and they're being awakened. You'll feel this more strongly and personally if you have planets or points at 26 degrees of the fixed signs, 26 degrees of Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, or Aquarius. Now on August 3rd, Mars in Gemini sextiles North Node in Aries at 9 degrees, following behind the Sun in Leo, which had a trine to the North Node. Mars is the ruler of the North Node in Aries. And so here Mars enters into what has been opened up to you through that opportunity, growth, or a destined direction that you're trusting. Mars in Gemini brings in more information, details, and communications to put into action, supports the development that is opening as August begins. Mars can be masculine energies that help drive that intention forward. There can be a lot of energy in motion as August begins, as you move towards that North Node in Aries direction, that could also feel effortless, smooth, and easy. At the same time, there are the details, particulars, and a process that requires slowing down to review. Now, Mars in Gemini can be about doing something twice, maybe figuring out conflicting information, getting clarity on the right process and path to follow. But the reason why you will want to be more meticulous and analytical is because Mars in Gemini is ruled by Mercury, and Mercury retrograde begins the very next day on August 4th. It could even be August 5th for you, depending on your time zone, because Mercury retrograde happens at 9:56 p.m. Pacific time, which would be 12:56 a.m. Eastern time. So the work week begins with Mercury retrograde, and we also have the Leo new moon occurring on the same day. The Leo new moon happens at 7:13 a.m. on Sunday, August 4th. So let's put some pieces together here because all of this is related. As the North Node is energized by the Sun in Leo and Mars in Gemini, you could feel a new direction and a new lease on life that excites you and that feels very true to who you are now and what you want. But with this Mercury retrograde in Virgo and Mercury retrograde ruling Mars in Gemini, you really have to double check the facts, the details, the specifics. You don't want to get in the car and leave your phone on the counter or forget the necessary details, such as the best way to get somewhere where you don't want to take the route with all the traffic, for example. So there is a slowdown here around being more meticulous and methodical and to ensure that nothing has been sidestepped or overlooked. Now, with this Leo new moon on August 4th, the same day that Mercury stations retrograde, matters from the past represent themselves for you to look at and approach differently. Mercury retrograde is going to bring up something that isn't finished. It's not done yet. But the Leo new moon can give you the determination and optimism to approach it in a new light and with a sense of, I'm going to make this better. Mercury retrograde can also bring back matters from the past, people from the past, projects, reports, processes, solutions that aren't fully done. So this will be a time to understand that what you thought was complete is most likely not, and it could show up as the work week begins on August 5th, as someone comes back around to say, hey, actually, I need you to do more work on this, to correct this, to improve this. That Mercury in Virgo is finding what isn't accurate and doesn't work and ultimately wants to improve. But Mercury in Virgo can be a little critical, can be a relentless editor, the bug in the system, finding things that are wrong, and be all those red marks on a Word document of what needs to be removed or auto-corrected. So for all of the strong forward momentum that's being felt and presented, there is going to be a focus on the facts, efficiency, and analytical review. Plus, on August 4th, Venus moves into Virgo, and she's also aware of what she doesn't like, what she doesn't need, but she can help soften some of the edges when she listens intentionally to what Mercury retrograde in Virgo is pointing out. Together, they can help find a better solution and a better way to communicate that makes it clear around what can be improved and how. And so we're going to have August 4th and August 5th as a time period of course corrections, focusing in on specifics that maybe you didn't catch the first time that you overlooked. It could almost be like that change that you make could be very beneficial in the long term, in the long run. Mercury retrograde in Virgo also can make it easier to bite your tongue, to hold back on any unnecessary feedback, criticism, or communications that really aren't worth it. You could realize, you know what? I don't want to put energy into this. I don't want to put time into this. This feels really petty. It feels really unproductive. And this Mercury retrograde could highlight for you what is wasting your energy, what isn't worth it, and how to redirect yourself towards something that is more important and worthwhile. As the saying goes, God is in the details, and this Mercury retrograde in Virgo plus Venus in Virgo are going to show you more of those details and what matters. And then you could also look at how it connects you to the present moment. That part of the Virgo intention is to bring your body and your mind to what is in front of you, to what your reality is right now, to not go into multiple directions of the past or the future, but to stay grounded in this reality and that you could feel a new peace in the harmony of your everyday life. I feel that this Mercury retrograde is going to gift us with that. Gift us with matters that we could be moving too fast through. Bring us back into the intentionality of your breath, of your everyday routines, of understanding how there could be even a beautiful meditative process as you vacuum, as you straighten things up, as you reorganize, that it's all related to cleaning up your energy. And that would be a beautiful intention to set for yourself on the August 4th Leo new moon. As Mercury is stationing to retrograde, you're brought into this beautiful stillness and calm and the present moment frequency that can help calm down worry, stress, or guilt, that can minimize any parts of yourself that are overly producing, working too hard, bring you into alignment with how to settle anything in your nervous system that is overactive and allowing you to connect with the peace and stillness of this moment time. And you could receive new downloads, new understandings, and new awareness around what you want to recreate and reorganize that is supported by the strength and energy of the Leo new moon, which is happening at 13 degrees of Leo in your chart. So honor the stillness that you might feel as the sun and moon align at 13 degrees of Leo and Mercury stations, where you could feel a stillness in the air, the energy in yourself that connects you as well to more of your heartbeat. Because have you ever stopped fully? And as all of your systems calm down, it could feel like your heart is thumping and pumping even louder, that there is a life force within you that's designed to handle the present moment, to manage your daily life in an efficient, productive way from sourcing power. Sourcing your power, your life force, and connecting to the rhythm of your heart. You could establish a new rhythm to your daily life if that's your intention. You could connect to what you don't want anymore in your world. It's too much. It's too fast. It feels like it overloads you. You've realized this isn't producing the results I want. This is a waste of time. I don't want to invest in that or contribute to that. This is what I prioritize at this time in my life, in my energy. And so there could be some beautiful gifts that you realize at the Leo new moon that show up in the stillness, and you could understand what you are cleansing out, cleaning out in your life that supports you now. As simple as cleaning off your desk or reorganizing an area of your life that has felt overwhelming. What can you simplify? What can you get rid of? How can you align your daily habits, your lifestyle, how you take care of your body in a way that supports what your energy needs now? And you could realize some of your lifestyle habits are no longer resonating or paying off. Maybe you're realizing you need more daily movement or more ways to be in your body, which is a strength of Virgo. Now, with Venus and Mercury in Virgo, you're conceptualizing those solutions. Maybe you're testing them out. You're seeing what sticks, what excites you with the Leo energies. And then by the time the sun enters Virgo on August 22nd, you have some new ways of approaching what works for you, what you enjoy, and what you need, as well as how it fits into your daily habits. So there could be a lot of internal contemplation and processing during the Leo new moon on August 4th, and it's opening you up to new approaches that you're ready for at this time. Then on August 7th, the sun in Leo will create a sextile to Jupiter in Gemini at 15 degrees, and this brings about bigger, ideas that you want to put energy into, travel plans, projects, bold statements or declarations. There can be more playfulness and fun and momentum happening where things just come together easily and take off. This is usually an optimistic day, feeling hopeful, trusting, and promising. But because Mercury is retrograde in Virgo, there is still a need to slow it down, analyze it, ensure that whatever this big energy is for you, however it's presenting itself, you're still aware of the exact specifics. And you want to verify the plan, verify the appointment, verify how something that is inspiring you can really work and come together. Also on August 7th, Mercury retrograde is conjunct that Venus in Virgo at 3 degrees. And this is where they meet up, where Mercury retrograde in Virgo is contemplative, wants to think things through, perhaps wants to be alone and not disturbed. And it's a bit like Venus passes him in the hallway to check in and say, hey, what's on your mind? How are things going? What are you thinking about? And Mercury might want to share what he is trying to figure out and sit with, or he might not. And he might just keep walking past Venus and be like, I'll catch up with you later. I just need some time to myself. I'm not feeling like talking right now. And Venus in Virgo understands. She's like, yep, I get it. Do what you got to do. Take care of things. I'm going to be over here working on this project, fine-tuning it, making sure that we haven't forgotten ways to enhance it. But I'll stay open to your feedback. And that's because this Venus in Virgo is ruled by Mercury retrograde. And so she could be finding a way to stay efficient, have a project or something in front of her that is satisfying. But it's interesting because I feel that this Venus in Virgo, she actually needs to focus on a creative project, a craft, her health, her well-being, something that is better for her energy and not overly focused on what she's doing for others. So during this conjunction, which again occurs on August 7th between Mercury retrograde and Venus in Virgo, look at what you're doing to take care of yourself and your own energy. Check in with food, nutrition, health and lifestyle habits. Be very honest with yourself around perhaps where you need more exercise or you want to improve something in your diet. Venus in Virgo can also be a keen beautician, esthetician, health coach, lifestyle guide, yoga instructor, nutritionist, energy worker that focuses on the physical body and can help you understand where you need to not only take care of yourself, but maybe improve something in a way that resonates with your needs now. And because Mercury is figuring something out, I feel this Venus in Virgo is more about enjoying what she needs on her own terms. And with the Sun in Leo, sextiling Jupiter and Gemini, you could have new ideas around something you want to try, you want to explore, you want to take a class or return to a passion project that is good for your daily energy. It helps you maybe calm down or detach from the everyday stresses of life. There's also an element here of allowing the body to move energy in the mind. So instead of sitting somewhere and overthinking it, it's going for a walk. It's taking a yoga class. It's doing acupuncture or something that will move the mental energy through physical meridians. This is strong self-care because you're worth it and because you need it. Maybe you realize you need to work out more or simply go for a walk, a 20-minute walk every day or during your lunch break. Maybe it's taking an exercise class or working out after work because of how it helps you decompress, especially after sitting for long periods of time. Venus in Virgo can help you find more ways to relieve stress and to care for how you feel and run energy through your body and your mind, which are both realms that Virgo rules and ultimately wants to bring into alignment. This is also a week of realizing what unhealthy habits you want to phase out and no longer practice or embody. There can be a reset here to your lifestyle needs that might even surprise you. And as I say that, I'm now feeling like these incoming solar flare blasts that we've been receiving are removing debris in our energy fields. This is a great time to do any kind of auric cleanse as well, because I see the energy going up above the crown chakra, and I'm seeing a broom sweeping and moving away what you didn't realize was unconsciously hanging out in your energy field. And after the energy on August 7th, there are no main transiting aspects until August 14th. So that means we then have a week where not much is going on. Of course, the transiting moon will be making aspects to the planets, but in terms of the planets making aspects to each other, there is a quiet, a peace, and a calm in the cosmos as there are fewer communications and cosmic energies transmitting to each other. And this could also help with that regrouping that occurs starting with the Leo new moon. So if you're feeling that things are more settled after the new moon, that could be beautiful confirmation that you're in alignment with what is best for you at this time. If you're not feeling that, if you're not quite feeling that energy, then you could have clear insights into what needs to shift, change, or grow. Because when the cosmos is quiet, there's other things you can hear and see more clearly. I also feel that this is an invitation into our present moment to really be conscious of how we're living our lives from sun up to sundown, from breakfast throughout the day to the very last thing you do at night. Like, really look at what is working for you and what is not, what is in alignment with your energy. And of course, we all have our responsibilities. There's things we have to take care of that we need to see through and make sure are done on a daily basis. But you could have a refresh to your daily routine. And when you do so, your energy rises. You just feel stronger, more certain, and more powerful as well. So I think there's going to be some beautiful gifts here over the next 2 weeks. Stay open to the messages of change that are coming through. Stay open to something moving in a different direction, even if it was fixated on a certain course. So let's say you've always done something the same way for a number of years. And I know that's really broad, and I'm intentionally being general because it could be so many things, but that's what you're meant to dissect and bring your attention to, is what about this habit is really good for me? And you look at it and you realize, oh yeah, it does support me. It's a cornerstone to my day. Or maybe you're understanding, you know, I just keep doing this and I don't even like it. I don't even need it. I don't even want it. So what else could I do instead that provides the same function, but upgrades it and supports me more? So this would be a time period, these next 2 weeks, of looking at, does this support me? Does this not? Is this good for my mind and body? Or does it feel like it's just too stressful? It's creating anxiety, and I really would rather not allow this into my energy as much. Now, these are practical decisions. Of course, there's things that you probably can't completely get rid of, but there's going to be new approaches, again, new solutions here that show up during these next 2 weeks. And you might be surprised at how the smallest changes make a big impact, to the point where you think, why didn't I see this before? Why didn't I get it or understand it at this level before? But I feel it's supposed to be lighthearted. You're not supposed to be self-critical or feel guilty or think you missed something previously. Things come to us and to our consciousness when we're ready to receive it and when we have the energy for it. So I hope this is a week that offers you wonderful insights, redirections, new solutions, as well as the time to think it through and determine how it will practically apply in your life. You could very well see people changing their eating habits, cleaning out their houses and closets, simplifying what's in their space, and also stocking up on new organization containers or bins and using those label makers to reorganize their office, desk, car, pantries, closets, you name it. And anything you feel drawn to do right now, really trust it, because it could be supporting you in grounding and stabilizing your energy, especially through the second half of August, where a lot more is coming up. We have the mutable T-square occurring, where Saturn is retrograde in Pisces, squaring Jupiter in Gemini at 17 degrees, plus Mars in Gemini enters into the conversation, literally. And then we'll have Venus in Virgo squaring the planets in Gemini and opposing Saturn Pisces. I have a chart video for you on YouTube going through all these dynamics and giving you a heads up on what is changing and shifting. There's also another video discussing the prominence of the first Saturn and Jupiter square. It's an opening square where they are meeting up for the first time since their great conjunction in late December 2020, which happened at 0 and 1 degrees of Aquarius. So a lot more twists, shifts, changes, and surprises occur in the second half of August. So this is a beautiful time to stabilize and ground yourself through whichever means you feel called to do so. In your astrology chart, you would be identifying where Mercury retrograde happens by locating your house that has 4 degrees of Virgo, and Mercury travels back to 21 degrees of Leo. So Mercury retrograde could be occurring in one house for you or two houses, and this is where you will be revisiting, reprioritizing, and reorganizing matters in those houses. And the energy of the Leo new moon is going to give you the strength to see it through, to finish things that matter, and to be determined in the changes you want to make. Now, as a heads up, September begins eclipse season, as we will have our first Pisces eclipse in this cycle. It occurs on September 17th and 18th at 26 degrees of Pisces, and we'll have our next eclipse on October 2nd as a Libra solar eclipse at 10 degrees, so 10 degrees of Libra. So just a reminder to please log in to the 2024 Soul Growth Astrology Program if you previously purchased it, where I go through the eclipse energies and give you a heads up on what is happening for you. We also look at the energies of Mercury retrograde and the Jupiter-Saturn square. So just a reminder that that information and resource is available for you. If you would like to join the program, you absolutely can. It's on sale right now with coupon code HALFWAY. So you get the full program of the whole year for only $22. And it's designed to help you with these upcoming eclipse energies. Plus, you might find it valuable and interesting to use it as a reflective tool where you see how 2024 has unfolded for you by looking at our previous eclipses of this year, as well as the other bigger themes that 2024 has brought forth. So be sure to check that out. It's called the 2024 Soul Growth Astrology Program, and the coupon code is HALFWAY. You can get the whole program for only $22, and you are meant to bring your chart to the program and follow along and identify where these energies are showing up for you more personally. So I hope that helps you understand what you've been moving through in 2024 from both a retrospective understanding as well as what we're moving into here in this next eclipse season. As always, thank you so much for joining me as we discuss the astrological energies of right now. I'll be back every Monday and Wednesday for a new podcast episode. And I'm wishing you a beautiful Leo new moon, as well as a beneficial start to this particular Mercury retrograde experience. And remember, Mercury retrograde lasts until August 28th. Have a beautiful week ahead, and I'll see you back here soon. Take good care.